When I look at people, I always ask the question. I say, man, tell me what Nike stands for. They said, oh, Ink, that's easy. Just do it. I said, tell me what Adidas stands for. Oh, Ink, that's easy, man. Impossible is nothing. I said, now tell me what you stand for. When people look at you, do they think excuses? When people look at you, do they think victory? When people look at you, do they think that's a person that's going to give me everything they got, not on some days, but on every day, and it's not going to be predicated upon if I feel like it? Because I think we all know if we only worked on the days when we felt like it, none of us would get much accomplished. I'm talking about the real level of commitment. Not the commitment that falls in line if everything goes right. I'm speaking of the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left.
See, most people, ladies and gentlemen, are stoppable. Most people, all you have to do is tell them no. All you have to do is make it inconvenient for them. All you have to do is make it difficult for them, and they're stuck. See, when you go to get your goal, don't think that all you have to do is think positive and everything's going to work out okie-dokie for you. When you go to get your goal, you are sending a telegram to Murphy's Law to visit you personally.
You thought you was just going to have a dream and a goal, and you were just going to wake up and just walk into the sunset. You're like, dream, boom. It don't work like that. You have a dream, and then life punks you. Life punks you and say, do you really want this? You're going to lose friends. Do you really want this? Do you really want this? Cousins gonna abandon you. People that you used to be like this with gonna think you bougie and don't wanna deal with you. It's a part of it, but I paid too much. If I was gonna quit, I would've quit in the abandoned building when I wanted to commit suicide and take my life. I should've quit when I heard my voice say, your mama don't want you, your daddy don't want you, take your life. I got through that, so why I'm gonna quit over an F on a grade? Come on. And so I'm telling y'all, you have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for your pain.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. It built a certain type of individual. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
You're too close to quit now. You gotta take another lap. You gotta take another lap. Cause you never know. This might be the one. You can't stop because you're tired. You can't stop because you got your feelings hurt. You gotta take another lap. Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. You're gonna make it. You're gonna do it. You got an unstoppable fire. Come on, take another lap. Don't you stop. Don't stop walking.
Mental toughness is a lot different than motivation. Because if I said right now, everybody in here, everybody, we're all going to run a half marathon in 5 days. All of us. And we all going, yeah, and we're getting fired up. I said, yeah, we're going to start tomorrow at 5 a.m. And everyone's hugging each other. Yes, 5 a.m. We leave. 5 a.m. comes. It's dark. It's cold. Our bed is comfortable. It's hard to get motivated at 5 in the morning. And maybe you do it one day. But again and again, you'd go do it again and again. That is the X-ray vision. It's seeing through your broken bones to get to your goal. You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You see, I've learned everybody on the face of this planet, they want something. Everybody that comes into this world, they want something. Everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants excellence. But the question is, what are you willing to go through in order to get it? What type of dedication? What type of commitment? What type of sacrifice?
I tell people all the time, if this is not your vision, if you don't see this as part of your real contribution, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. the ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on when the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment, when all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march.
Mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human fucking being like you that has worked their motherfucking ass off.
Now, it's gonna be hard. Understand that. It's gonna be very hard. But you ain't got nothing else to do, because let me tell you something about being not successful. Being not successful, that's really hard. So you might as well apply yourself to something that has a benefit. And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You gotta go all in. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it. By doing it once, they did it again, they did it again, they did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future. The more confident you are today, the more confident you'll be in the future. The more you overcome yesterday's struggles today, the more you'll be able to overcome the bigger struggles tomorrow. Never forget these things. Keep marching, my friend.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. Big up and thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, and discipline, which discipline is the foundation that supports being inspired as well as motivated. I am your host, E.D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. You know the slogan here, bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. The quote of the decade for me right now is by Bob Marley. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Three impact secret value points we will intertwine in today's show is number one. Goes with the territory. Number one, value point secret number one is it goes with the territory. Value point number two, what do you stand for? What do you stand for? And value point number three, the inconvenience of life. The inconveniences, I should say, of life. Today's episode is entitled, I Never Overlook Any Opponent. I Never Overlook Any Opponent. I got that. That was inspired by Floyd Mayweather, that title. Let's jump into today's show. I'm ready to go. Family, I hope you enjoyed those audio clips. As always, I look to find the best of the best out there to bring to the family. There was another one I was going to play, which I may just play tomorrow for you. But I was so pumped up and excited because of what I wanted to share with you today and how I was being inspired and motivated, but yet and still, again, is the whole discipline part. I was watching a video yesterday. I watch a lot of videos, as if you don't know by now, family. And I was watching a video, and the person that was in the video, he was talking about, you know, the whole personal development thing and how he doesn't really, I don't want to say he doesn't believe in it, but it was more or less of how people were being charged, you know, all these, you know, these crazy rates from $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 to take a course or take a, be part of a program, and they get motivated and inspired. Yet after all of that leaves, after that dopamine rush, after all of that leaves, then they don't do anything afterwards. And when I was first listening to the video, that's why I always say you can't, regardless of where the information is coming from, you have to always go in with an open mind. And I went into this listening with an open mind because I wanted, I'm always wanting to hear someone else's perspective of, you know, the, I should say the other side of the argument, because to me, in my personal opinion, I believe personal development is a great tool. I truly believe it works because I've worked it. I've used it. I know it works, but that doesn't mean that because it worked for me, that it will work for someone else. And that's the type of mindset I went into when I was listening to what he was saying. And he had some really great points. Yet at the end of the day, I still think that the point that was missed is the point. Well, I'll say this, the point that I really agree with, and that's why I changed up the intro, if you were listening to the intro, is that I changed it up because of the fact he was right about something. You know, a lot of times people get you inspired, they get you motivated, they give you all the strategies. And if you go back and listen to any of the shows previous, I always talk about this, that a lot of times you hear all the strategies, or you may even hear the tactics, but you don't understand the processes that's required to put those tactics in place. Or you'll hear the strategies and you won't get the tactics. Even if you buy the course or are part of the program, now they take the strategy. They gave the strategy before to you. Now they boil it down a little bit, but they don't give you the true tactics of how to accomplish this. And so a lot of times that, you know, after that excitement wears off, you start thinking like, wait a minute, what did I actually learn? And that has happened to me countless of times. But what I understood and what I understand is what I share with you today is, more and more in life, I realize, if that makes any sense, more and more, but it's disciplines. When I look at when I am disciplined in an area, I see the success from it. Meaning that when I'm disciplined to make a decision that I'm going to eat vegetables 5 days a week and nothing else, well, I shouldn't say nothing. Yeah, but basically I'm going to eat clean. Let's put it that way. As far as eating a lot more vegetables, eating a lot more of things that I normally, you know, may not eat, or I say processed food, because I'm more of a plant-based eater. But a lot of those things that I get are some of them are frozen, or, you know, some like the burgers, the Beyond Meat burgers and things of that nature. But when I am disciplined in that area, then I see the results and they don't lie. And I think a lot of times, family, you know, that's why I want to make an impact on people's lives. And, it, you know, starting with 1,000 people, but I understand that it's just not about creating an inspiration. It's not about getting you so motivated or me even getting motivated. It's really about the overall experience of being disciplined to take it upon yourself to understand, what do you really stand for? Who do you want to become? How are you? What are your plans of getting there? And if you don't know the next step, that's fine. You will run into the person that will help you discover the next step. And a lot of this transition as you grow is part of the territory. I mean, going back to those three principles I was talking about, being inspired, motivated, and the foundation of being disciplined. In that audio clip when he talked about, yeah, you know, the day before, we're going to get up at 5 and yeah, we're going to do this. I don't know how many of us have had that feeling. How many of us has felt like, you know, oh, I'm about to go out and I'm gonna get up. Well, I'll just talk about me. I'll say, you know what? I'm gonna get up at 2 a.m. and I'll do it once or twice. And I'm like, wow, do you know how sleepy I am right now? So I go into a state of mind until I pull myself back. And I'm like, man, you know, man, I'm tired. You know, that bed was feeling so good. Do you know? And you start going down this path. And if you don't course correct right away, you start thinking about all the negative things that were associated with getting up that early, and you start creating a story that you didn't even look at the benefits of. Wow, you know what? I finished all the things that I normally would need to do much earlier. I was able to at this end, you know, I was able to do this. I completed this. I wasn't interrupted here. And I was, so it's a lot of times, family, we have to make sure we're changing the story of what is happening when we're taking on a new goal or existing goal, because if we don't focus on changing the story and focus it on the negative of being tired, yeah, you probably are tired. Yeah, you're inconvenienced right now. But if you have the willingness to continue to keep moving forward, it will happen. Just like what he was talking, Inky Johnson was talking about of really, in so many words, of just, that wasn't Inky, Les Brown, of talking about, you know, you can inconvenience somebody and they'll just, you know, quit and give up and just stop. And that's when you have to, again, switching your mentality of figuring out another way of finding success. And again, we define success here being whatever you said your goal is that you wanted to achieve. So if your goal was to create 100 podcast episodes and you do it, that's success, because you set your goal at this number and you were able to do it. And what I want you guys to understand is reason why I entitled or was inspired to entitle the show Never Overlook Any Opponent is because of what Floyd was talking about. Floyd said he took every opponent seriously. And I think he said it didn't matter who he was fighting. He could have been fighting somebody that was, you know, he was a good fighter, but he wasn't at the top of, you know, the game per se. Yet he took him as he was at the top of the game. And when you look at it, family, our biggest opponent, the one that we have to fight with, is ourself. And when we stop overlooking ourselves, and I'm guilty of it too. Oh man, I'm so guilty of this, is where, you know, you'll have a moment where that fight within, that fight of not wanting to do the things that you know that is a requirement of you, and you're like, all right, man, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. And for me, it's the morning workout. Oh, and it's a fight, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? It's like, I just, you know, I could really go back to sleep. But again, as I said, I course correct. And once I start moving, I'm like, yeah, thank God I'm doing this. And I'm sweating and I'm like, yeah, all right, keep going. Let's push ourselves. Because I realize that all I have to do is start moving my feet. All I have to do is get to the gym, or get to the training room, or get to wherever I'm working out at, and just get started, family. That's how a lot of times that people that were more successful than me in a certain situation, I just got started, like doing this podcast. I just got started. I got started with, and I didn't think I was going to, you know, do, I think this is episode 170 something. And if somebody would have told me, hey, you know what, you're going to have 170 some odd episodes of a show that you created, I wouldn't believe them. My thinking was I was going to just be on YouTube, which, you know, I had started and stopped and just like it. But with this podcast, I didn't start and stop. I kept going. And the reason why I kept going is because it was like ingrained in me. Now I was like, I have to deliver this. I have to do this. Or throughout the day, I'd be thinking about things I want to talk about. I was like, I got to talk about this. And when I found my voice, or I should say my lane, it kept coming back to basically, what do I stand for? What am I always, when I'm talking to people, what am I excited about? And it's always about, you know, personal development and how you can building yourself up. And it's a marathon. I wish I could just, you know, what Eric say, just be like, hey, I dream that I'm going to be a businessman and I'm gonna get all their business. I'm gonna get all this business over here and we're just gonna be booming. And it just doesn't work that way, family. There's so many times that, you know, trying to do this business, or I shouldn't say trying, doing a particular business, and it just didn't work out. But the lessons there were so much greater than the people that were teaching the theories. Like, how do you go to college and you study under a professor that never ran a business before? You see, I'm letting that marinate. And the reason why I bring that up, family, is because a lot of times, you know, we go to people that have never did what we're attempting to do, what we are challenging ourselves with, what we are, you know, making it uncomfortable for us. And we have to be careful of that, because if we don't first of all understand our territory, we don't understand what we are standing for, and knowing that along the way in this marathon, along the way in this Ironman race that we're attempting, that it's gonna be some challenges. Yet, if this is what we really need, yet if this is what we really want, it's up to us, it's up to you, it's up to me to make sure that we are willing to go the distance, and whatever the distance looks like. Again, as I share with you, you know, previously, I always say that another greatest skill set is having the ability to pivot, having the ability to know when, okay, now it's time to make a shift. Like I always share, I'm sharing this with you guys as well. When I talked about creating conscious business, you know, I'm working on the website as far as creating a blog. And also, once we get to 200 episodes of the Impact Secrets podcast show, I'm probably going to have to take a week off, because I really want to build up the social media around the Impact Secret podcast show, as well as I want to be able to provide snippets and great clips that the family can, you know, when they wake up in the morning and they want to hear a quick, you know, 3 to 5 minute motivation real quick and inspiration, along with a couple disciplines or some disciplines that they should do. And because I really believe this now, since I'm on this journey even more deeper than I have been in my life, that is, it's truly important to have that discipline component and not just be inspired and motivated by what is going on or how you're so excited about, you know, you accomplished something. That's great. But how do we keep going? How do we make sure that as we take a stance for what we need and want out of life, and we don't allow the distractions to get in the way? Start, if you're getting distractions, find ways to leverage those distractions for your good. Like for me, here's a perfect example. What I do is, since I'm always listening to video, sometimes I get distracted and get pulled in another way. I don't fight it. Cause that's a lot of times we will try to fight the distraction. Because I'm in the business of, you know, looking for other inspirational people and using some of the video content for the show, I say, okay, on the videos that I may want to see, I created a note section for me to more or less say, well, I'll put these on the videos to watch. And right then and there, what that does is, what I've seen too through my experiment is that the fact that by me doing that, it lets me, it shows me if I was really just interested in that video, or was I really committed to really watching that? And a lot of times it's just a interest. It's just a quick dopamine high. But there are some videos that truly I'm committed to, and I was glad that I put it on my list to watch when I do have those downtimes or those pocket moments of opportunity, because it was truly impactful. So I'll wrap it up with this, family, and say this to you. When you start working on fighting, some people call it the enemy within or that opponent inside, it will allow you to take the stance that's required. It will allow you, when you are inconvenienced, and not to get upset and not to get frustrated, because I know it's frustrating when you are really dedicated to what you're doing, or you're starting the journey and all of a sudden you're like, all of these distractions or things that normally wouldn't get in your way, now they're getting in the way. Like, where did this come from? And just trusting the course and not beating yourself up along the way in the journey, that it's a journey, and anything that is required of a journey, you're going to have to pack a bag. But anyway, family, I hope you enjoy today's show. It was, for me, I was excited because of the fact of I really have a new look on personal development, as far as building something that will not just get you excited, but show you, create the tools or identify the tools that have helped me, that can help you that you can leverage to be the greatest version of yourself, or a work in progress of becoming the greatest version of yourself. I think I like that better, because there's areas I'm still working on, and I'll probably be working on them until I die, because of the fact that I understand this is a process. This is permanent, not something I'm doing temporary because it sounds good or it's a new fad. I have been your host, ED. This has been the Impact Secret Podcast Show. Again, family, I hope you enjoy. Please support the show. You know, leave some comments. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. It really helps us out here to continue to produce the content that's required to make you move, to make you become disciplined and live the best version of your life possible. I'm out.